Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You gave us a great poem last week looking at acetaminophen and back pain. We're going to look at one more poem that has to do with back pain this week. It doesn't look at medicines. It actually looks at physical therapy. It talks specifically about patients who present with spinal stenosis. By way of background, there are five lumbar vertebrae, L1 through L5, and they compose what we commonly call the lumbar spine. The lumbar spine curves slightly, and we have a normal lumbar lordosis. It's followed as you move distally by the sacrum, which is five developmentally fused vertebrae, S1 through S5, and then that's followed by the coccyx. Lumbar spinal stenosis can refer to three different entities. One is narrowing of the intraspinal canal. One is narrowing of what's called the lateral recess. And the third is narrowing of the neural foramen. So spinal stenosis is most commonly caused by degenerative bone disease. It's a common cause of disability, particularly in the elderly. It can be either congenital or it can be acquired. We're talking mostly about acquired. The poem this week asks the question, for those people who are severe and where surgeries are being considered, is surgery more effective than physical therapy in patients referred for surgery with spinal stenosis? So this is not all comers. It's people with more severe disease who are referred for surgery. This is an article that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in 2015, volume 162, and it starts on page 465. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, we're seeing more and more studies like this in the orthopedic literature that are randomizing patients to immediate surgery versus physical therapy and the option of delayed surgery. And I think, you know, the vast majority of times it seems like holding off a bit tends to be just as good. And so I think there are a lot of important lessons. We just did recently about three studies in the knee literature and that all found that. So this is in the spinal stenosis literature. This was a randomized controlled trial, 169 patients with an average age of 68 years who had lumbar stenosis. It was confirmed by imaging, and they all felt bad enough that they agreed to have surgery. And then they were randomized to either having immediate surgery or physical therapy first. So this is a, you know, group where, you know, we would ordinarily be considering surgery anyway. PT was done twice a week for 6 weeks, so not a ton. It was mostly lumbar flexion exercises, conditioning to look at strength and flexibility and try to work on that. The analysis was by intention to treat so that patients who were assigned to PT were analyzed as being in that group, even if they crossed over, which just over half did during the 2 years of follow-up. Most of them who crossed over from PT to surgery did so within the first 10 weeks of the study. The outcomes were assessed by someone who was blinded to the initial treatment assignment, which is good. Obviously, the patients knew what they were getting. About 20% in each group also asked for additional physical therapy after the 6 week period was up, or in addition to their postoperative care. 2 years after the study began, the general quality of life was improved equally in both groups. The average score went from about 26 to 28 up to 48 to 50 out of a possible 100 in both groups, so no difference. Analyzing by actual treatment instead of by the intention to treat, you had similar results. Pain, disability, neurogenic symptoms all improved similarly in both groups, whether you initially tried PT or whether you initially went straight to the knife. Complications were obviously more common in the back surgery group, including the need for reoperation. A lot of patients didn't feel they were back to normal, but continued to receive care and were receiving care for their back pain 2 years later. So regardless of what you do, a lot of these patients never completely feel better. An initial course of physical therapy is an important thing to try before jumping into surgery. And some of those patients, at least 40%, 43%, I think, never did have surgery during those 2 years and were doing similarly to those who did.
So Mark, I've got a, I'm about to be cynical, and I don't mean any disrespect to physical therapy. It just seems to me that they're missing a group, which would be a placebo group, where they spend mm-hmm. time with someone twice a week doing something that has no basis in science, but there's some human contact and some laying on of hands. It just seems to me that two times a week for 6 weeks is really very, very little to expect the kinds of outcomes that yeah. you've just described to us.
Yeah, I agree, but you're right. It wasn't a very a big intervention on the PT side, that's for sure. And you know, the evidence for PT is mixed, like for anything. You know, not everybody needs a medication. Not everybody benefits from PT. There was recently a poem we covered that had to do with physical therapy for hip osteoarthritis, and outcomes were significantly worse in those who got the physical therapy than in those who were just kind of left alone. So it's not always a good thing. You know, in this case, whether it was the PT itself, whether it was just tincture of time, whether it was, you know, exercises that they maybe did between PT, you know, a significant number of people ended up not choosing to have surgery and were doing about as well.
Okay, Mark, thanks so much. We will talk with you again next week. Thanks.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.